One Man Acts. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. One Man Acts. We like to say that I'm number one. We like to say I'm the creator of my world. I'm the creator of this world. We like to say that we are God. We like to say that the allness, the isness, and everything that God is, we are. We like to say these things. And we like to recognize that they could possibly be true. And not only possibly be true, definitely be true. But as we say these things, when we realize that they are true, then we have to take a whole different point of view about it. We no longer can be sort of nonchalant or flippant about it. We now have the responsibility to realize that one man acts. You and I, each, are the creator of our world, the master of our world, and the things that we do have a great effect upon our world. In fact, the things that we do, the things we say, the things we are, the things we believe, these are the guiding principles of the world. Now you say, but I look at the world and I see it so full of confusion and frustration and stuff. Aha, that's just the way we are. We're full of confusion and frustration because we haven't taken the privilege of recognizing that we are in charge. Now, as a silly illustration, just imagine a God, as we have been taught about him all of our life, as a God, as a creator of the world and as in charge of the world. And can you imagine God making a mistake? Can you imagine God creating things and not being happy with his creation? Can you imagine God going around doing things that bring about unhappiness and bring about things that he does not want to experience? Well, there are many movies that are on the screen about that. And it says, everybody's asking for help, and, you know, everybody wants help, and everybody wants me. And what am I going to do, you know, and how do I answer them all? And I must answer them all separately and so forth. Now, you see, this is when God, the Creator, gives free will to its creation. And you and I have not the awareness or privilege or understanding to give free will to our creation. We create something to be that which we create it to be. We create a house to be a house, a car to be a car, a stone to be a stone. And we create all these things to be what we want them to be. We create a relationship to be solid or not. We create happiness, we create wealth, we create everything in our life by one man acting. We create this by our thought, by our attitude, by our deed, by our way. And as we create this, what happens to us? Well, nothing happens to us. But to our world, all these things are exactly as they are. Now, if we are confused in our creation, then our creation is confused. If we give our creation the freedom of choice to act or not as it wishes, then it is not our creation. We are not a good creator. We create something to be successful, to be happy, to be harmonious. We don't create something to be unsuccessful, unhappy, and inharmonious. We create these things to be in order. Balance. I am divine order. I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. You see, when God likes itself, when we like ourselves, and when we say, I am divine order, when God says, I am divine order, when God says, I am, all is in divine order, then all is in the order in which God created it, in which we created things. And if we create things in balance and harmony and right action, then so be it. If we create things in imbalance and inharmony and wrong action for what we think we want, then so be it. The apparent mistakes are not mistakes that take place in the world. They are choices as one man acts. They are choices as we think of our world. Now, there are some people in this world who are so tuned in to their divinity that they act harmoniously in every way. They think harmoniously in every way. They live harmoniously in every way. And as they do this, they are a joy to themselves. Now, the rest of the world thinks that they are an enigma. They think that they are something very strange and very unusual and very unrealistic. But in truth, those who live that which they believe, who are that which they believe, and who cannot believe anything different than what they believe, they see all the world good and beautiful. They see every one of their creation fulfilled in every beautiful way. They see harmony, peace, and right action everywhere they look, because that's who they are inside. When we, as one man acts, when we act from that individual attitude that we have, where everything is in divine order, then so it is, and so it will always be. However, it cannot be that way unless we take full charge of it and make the decision of what it is going to be. And that's a decision that we can make today. Yes, are you ready to be one man act? A one man act? Your one man acts is exactly what you are. You act as one man. You act as one being. You act as one creator. You might say one creator acts, or one isness acts, or one allness acts, or one God acts. Whatever word we put to it, it falls back into the same point of view. That is who we are. And as wonderful as that is, it's a grand and glorious responsibility, and it's one that you can take, and I can take, and we do take. So enjoy being one man who acts at all times, responsible, in charge of your universe as I in mine, and everything that comes about from my universe is by my choice alone. Have a good day, and know I love you, I love you, I love you.